he was doing, and he told me that he was representing the government, not Mr. Trujillo personally, that he felt that it was a legitimate thing for him to do as a lawyer, and that he was not doing it for any political reasons, but for pure business reasons as a lawyer. I do not, as a rule, interfere, and I did not feel that I was entitled to interfere in this case with my children. I leave them to do, after they are grown, on what they think right, as I think all young people have a right to do.
Do I detect, then, that you would have been just as happy had he not represented Trujillo?
As it turned out, I think it might have been wiser, yes. But that is not... I do not hold my judgment above his. He was doing what he felt was legitimate to do, and I think he had a right to make his own mind up on that subject.
And now the final question, the one that I promised at the beginning that I was going to ask, and that is about garlic pills. I understand that you, I don't know if you do still, but that at one time in the not too distant past, you ate garlic pills, and I'd like to know why and how they've worked out.
My doctor told me to take them to help my memory. It doesn't help my memory much, but nevertheless, that's what I was given them for.
And do you still?
Oh, yes.
And in spite of the fact that it hasn't helped your memory...
Well, that's, of course, age. You gave me one more year, and at my age, you don't like to add to your years because they come too quickly anyway.
It's only
73?
I'm
really only 73.
I beg your
pardon.
But
that doesn't matter in many ways, only that they go so fast when you get to be my age. And I suppose that it's that gives me a poor memory, not the garlic pills.
Mrs. Roosevelt, I thank you for taking the time for coming and talking with us this evening.
Thank you.
Because she'll fight courageously for what she believes, Eleanor Roosevelt has had to pay a certain price. Bitter criticism, a lack of privacy, the infighting of partisan politics. But Eleanor Roosevelt has also reaped what must be the most satisfying of all rewards, the respect and with it the affection of hundreds of millions of persons around the world.